Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked into the sound of my voice. I don't care where you're at, anywhere in North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be in Montreal. You could be in Toronto. You could be in Waco, Texas. You could be in Boise, Idaho. You could be in Seattle, Washington. You could be in Bakersfield, California, San Diego, California. Be hanging out in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. I'm happy that you're here. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen live on the free Odyssey app. It's free. What did you get today that was free? Did you get anything today that was free? Some stupid sample of some ice cream or like outside. What did you get today that was free? Nothing. Odyssey app is free. Get it. Thank you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Sirius XM channel 158 if you got Sirius. That costs money. And thank you to people listening on a smart speaker. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a show, what a day, what a weekend. We got a lot done. I've been hanging out for 1 hour already. Thank you so much to Matt Maiocco for joining us. Covers all things 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. Gave us an update on Brandon Ayuk. It's apparently up to him at this point, kind of, sort of, if he wants to be traded. And then, you know, if we actually, see him moved. Is he going to get moved because he's going to accept less cash? Is the 49ers going to get a big old return in regards to a draft pick? So Brandon Ayuk, as of right now, is still a member of the 49ers. We'll see what happens. So thank you again to Matt Maiocco for joining us in the last break. We gave you an update. Harrison Butker, congratulations to the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. This man ends up with now the highest contract, the highest valued contract of any kicker in the NFL. Currently, he just signed a 4-year, $25 million extension. Yes, the Harrison Butker, who got in a little bit of controversy this offseason because he wanted to share his opinions on what women should or should not be doing or what they should be proud of in the house. Now he doesn't have to worry about that. He's making more money. And then we talk some Olympics. Simone Biles is done. No more Olympics for her. No gold medals. No more gold medals. But she did walk away with a silver today. No set word as to whether or not Simone Biles is going to compete in Los Angeles at the 2028 Olympics. She is 27 years old. We have a lot more to do as the show continues on. Simone Biles wasn't the only Olympian who's had a successful Olympics. Noah Lyles, you might know him not just from winning a gold medal, but for reminding NBA players that winning an NBA championship is not a world championship. We'll talk about Noah Lyles. We talked about Daniel Jones getting into a little bit of a fight, getting involved in a skirmish as the New York Giants and the Detroit Lions have some joint practices in New Jersey prior to their preseason game this upcoming Thursday. And we have so much more to get into. Paul Kuharsky is going to come through and join us to talk about the Tennessee Titans. I want to get into some rankings, the NFL top 100 player list, college football coaches' rankings as they sat down and thought about the team that's probably going to be the best heading into the season. So we got a lot to get into, a whole lot more to cover. If you want to participate, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. What a day. I guess it's been about due. I guess it's been about time. Michigan, the Wolverines, the football team, the one that just won a national championship, the one that won a national championship by smacking up Washington in the championship game, allowing Jim Harbaugh to walk away as, I don't want to call him a saint, but he basically got a red carpet back to the NFL to coach the Chargers. The man has been flirting with the NFL for the past several seasons, and by winning a national championship and then also beating up Ohio State again, it was only a few years ago people were looking at Jim Harbaugh going, when are you going to beat Ohio State? And when are you going to win a national championship? Well, he did both. But not without controversy. I mean, do you recall? Of course you do, probably. At the end of last season, as Michigan was trying to keep on rolling as an undefeated team, that Michigan's head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended. That this man was preparing a lawsuit to go out there and coach his own team. Do you remember the whole fiasco about Jim Harbaugh being on a plane to Penn State and Happy Valley, and all of a sudden, he can't coach? Because one of his, Hickey, minion is not a nice word. Don't call anybody a minion. Not good, right?
Gopher.
Gopher.
Lowly assistant.
Lowliest assistant, helper.
Assistant?
Aide.
Staffer? Yeah. Staffer?
Well, the minion staffer. There you go, staffer. Well, when I think minions now, I don't think about the evil minion. I think about the little yellow guys with the eyes, you know?
Yeah, who's having a fourth movie come out, or did come out.
They got another Minions movie?
Yeah, Minions 4. Milking the crap out of this franchise, really, at this point.
In Despicable Me, I think it is, right? Well, do they have their own thing?
Yeah, no, they have their own thing. They've broken away from Despicable Me, and now they are the stars of the show.
I've never seen any of those things, man. I just know little yellow guys with the eyeballs. I don't know. Well, God bless the minions. So in that case, because they're cute, yellow, and cuddly, we can call a human being a minion. So, yeah, Connor Stallions, who worked at Michigan. Keyword, worked at Michigan. This was the dude who, and this is still under investigation. He reportedly went to all of these games and bought tickets and scouted the opposition when he wasn't supposed to and was recording signals, like all these ridiculous Scooby-Doo signs, all this other nonsense. Now that we don't need this, because now the quarterbacks can have, you know, communications in their helmets. And so, of course, this is a no-no. You're not supposed to do it. And so we probably got one of the most dramatic moments last season in college football, when Sherrone Moore had to take over for Jim Harbaugh, and Michigan beat Penn State 24-15. Sherrone Moore broke down in tears after the game, and he was crying after the win on Fox. He was bigging up Harbaugh. It was just real sappy. Listen to this.
Well, I thank the Lord. Well, I thank Coach Harbaugh. I love you, man. Love the out of you, man. This is for you, for this university, the president, our AD. We got the best players, best university, best alumni in the country. Love you guys. These guys right here, man. These guys did it. These guys did it, man. Talk to him, man. Love you.
Oh, man. Hickey, that makes me want to cry, man. Not really. Not really. Anyway, you hit the fast forward button. That was in November. They ended up winning the national championship, smacking around Washington. Harbaugh leaves to go to Los Angeles to coach the Chargers. He's like, it's like being born again. Literally, that came out of his mouth. That's what he said. And now over the weekend, Sharon Moore is the new head coach. The NCAA is still investigating. And then we got this news. Take a listen to this from CBS Sports HQ.
This just in out of college football, where Michigan head coach Sharon Moore and six other members of the Wolverines' 2023 coaching staff have been accused of violations in a draft of the NCAA's notice of allegations. That's the latest from our Dennis Dodd. That draft reportedly states that Moore faces a show cause penalty and a potential suspension for allegedly deleting a thread of 52 text messages with former UM staffer Connor Stallions. Stallions resigned from his role back in November after he was found to be in the center of the NCAA's investigation into sign stealing and illegal off-campus scouting at Michigan.
I mean, it's not a big... The NCAA takes like 20 million years. Exaggeration, gross exaggeration. They take forever to try to punish anybody. That's why it was no shock earlier this year when Jim Harbaugh said, I'm out. Like, I'm leaving. Like, what do you want? There's nothing else for me to do here. I've reached the mountaintop, and there's nowhere to go but down. And this is like one of those create your own adventure books. Maybe you had them as a kid. Maybe one of your kids has these books right to hell now. If your kid actually reads, I don't know what kids do. They playing in games. You flip through the book. It's just like, pick this one or that one, and then you skip to this chapter and skip to that chapter. It's nutty. Everybody saw this coming. Jim Harbaugh left, and there were going to be some punishments that were handed down. And so there is like a draft that's being written and potentially sent to them. We want to impose this and that. Nothing formal yet. Sharon Moore deleted 52 text messages to Connor Stallions the same day that the reports came out that he was, quote unquote, stealing signs. Hickey, that sounds suspicious now, doesn't it?
Quite the coincidence.
Caught red-handed, huh?
Some could say.
Damn. If you got to delete, allegedly, 52 text messages to someone, there are obviously some things that you don't want to be seen. Hickey, could you imagine, a significant other just making things disappear? 52 text messages? You think something funny's going on, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're deleting 52 messages that are innocent, are just, you know, run-of-the-mill average conversations that are not incriminating.
Yeah. Hilarious. Look, Michigan was going to... Let's be real. They weren't going to win no national championship this upcoming season. Come on now. Everybody knows that. Everything here is predictable. They were undefeated last year. Not happening this year. They had 15 guys going to the NFL, including their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, who's trying to make the adjustment to actually throw him the ball out in Minnesota. And then Blake Corum, who now, God bless him, he's a member of the Los Angeles Rams, the other L.A. team. They were going to take a step back. Ohio State was supposed to step forward, should step forward. And I still expect that to happen. And if Sharon Moore is going to be punished, what are we looking at? They might as well get it done at the end of the year. Suspend him 3 games, 4 games at the end of the year so he can waste this season and come back next year, right?
If you're Michigan, right, that's what you're hoping for. And get ready for 2025, ready to go.
Yeah, it's a lost season. Nobody cares. Well, people care. But Michigan, they just won the championship. Like, what good is it punishing anybody? If it's going to take you, I don't know, 2-3 seasons to punish anybody. There's so much change in college football. By the time you really punish anybody, everything is fine. Like, even Jim Harbaugh. You think he cares about the, I'm sure he does, but... In the big picture, the games that he missed last year, what does it matter? It doesn't. The man's back in the NFL, won a championship. And he's Teflon right now, right? He's popping his collar. I don't know if he's smoking a cigar. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh does for fun. I don't think I want to know. But I do know he spoke to the media today. This is the last thing that Jim Harbaugh wants to do at Los Angeles Chargers practice. He spoke to the media. And for a guy who loves to talk about being born, compare it to the start of life and the football season, he read off of a statement this afternoon. Not off the cuff, not off the top of his head. Jim Harbaugh wanted to be very clear. I'm sure this was nicely written by a lawyer or him and vetted. Listen to what he had to say about these allegations towards him and Michigan.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Oh, man. Hickey, did he say enthusiasm unknown to mankind?
Oh, yeah, that's his big thing. I mean, he has a lot of mannerisms and sayings, Jimisms, I guess you can call them, Harbaugh-isms. That's one of them. Enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
So what is he, a species, more of a special human than me or you or anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Enthusiasm that we have never seen on Earth before?
That's correct.
How many human beings do you think have just graced the face of this Earth?
Oof. Great question.
Oh, my God.
Probably right? At this point, a billion, right?
More than that, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think there's 9 billion people on Earth. Now, oh. Today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
100? No, maybe not 100.
I don't know.
Let's just say 50. 50 billion people.
In history.
In history.
Because the population continues to grow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And none of them before. Have matched the enthusiasm that Jim Harbaugh brings on a daily basis.
Ever. Not one human being in the history of humans has had his enthusiasm. Never.
Incredible. Impressive, really.
What is so difficult? And I get it. He's protecting Michigan's ass, so he's not going to say anything. Not that he can't, but he's not. If you're gone, is it so difficult? And he has said this, okay? He said this plenty of times before. Maybe today he didn't want to say it. Is anything wrong with saying that I was not aware? Isn't that too much of a possible admission? You can't even say that, right?
Yeah, I think as you just heard, I think he's going to say anything that, or he's going to say nothing. I should say that even gives a doubt that anything bad happened in Michigan. He's not selling anybody out, and I think he's just going to claim ignorance until the cows come home.
Yeah, because if there's one guy, now if he wanted to say, I'm untouchable, he could say that. But to sit up there and just go, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't this. Okay, that doesn't mean the people working for you weren't. That doesn't mean that you didn't turn a blind eye. Oh, by the way, Hickey, Sharon Moore deleted 52 text messages from his phone, allegedly. Jim Harbaugh didn't even want to give up his phone. And if he were to ever go back to college, which I don't think he'll do, he could be facing, you know, ramifications and suspensions if he returns. So, like, if there's nothing wrong, if this is a situation of, yeah, there's nothing to see here, why don't you just show what you got? I don't know. Like, what is everybody hiding so much? What a world that we live in. Here's the deal. Jim Harbaugh will go along with his happy life in Los Angeles with his quarterback, unfortunately, in a boot. It sucks. Justin Herbert. And he's going to go about his life. Building up the Chargers for the next, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years. Who knows? Sharon Moore? Well, he'll get punished eventually. He'll get suspended for a few games. And everybody in Michigan is hoping that they are inconsequential when it comes back to their rebuild. Quote, unquote. No one will admit that there's a rebuild because they don't want to say, hey, Ohio State has this, but as long as Sherrod Moore can get back into being competitive over the next two seasons, everybody will be fine. And if he can't, nobody will give a damn about an investigation. It just sucks when it comes down to the NCAA. Nothing to see here. Our investigations take forever. And by the way, if you want more information, Netflix has an entire documentary coming out about this. Hickey, Netflix will make anything about anything, man. Anything.
Sure, Connor Stallions is getting a nice pretty paycheck from Netflix to, I'm sure, utter similar words as Jim Harbaugh just said.
You think Connor Stallions, he's not going to drop the dime on nobody? He's going to keep his lips zip?
Zero chance he rats anybody out. He seems like a loyal guy. He's going down with the ship, and he will gladly pocket, I mean, what do you think Netflix has cost? $1 million, Tim? Pocket that and get out of there.
A couple hundred, maybe. Okay. So he's gonna take the fall for everybody, right? He's going to take the fall, get the check from Netflix, and keep it moving.
I think so, yes.
Why not? Yeah. It's better than Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, I'll tell you that much.
He didn't get paid. he paid his life, if anything.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, my God.
That guy is not a good trade.
That guy lost money. That guy lost money, lost his job. It lost his life, he did. Yeah, Connor Stallions. Hey, if you want to be a cheat, be Connor Stallions. Don't be Ipe Mizuhara. That one doesn't work out. Good luck to Michigan. And Ohio State, y'all better get it together. There's no better time than now. Matter of fact, we're going to get into some of the coaches' rankings, the preseason polls, before we get out of this hour. We got a lot to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jim Harbaugh, quite the eccentric head coach. We come back, we're going to talk about another head coach who is, I guess, equally as eccentric, but also mad all the time. Somebody give this guy a hug. I'm going to tell you what Sean Payton is upset about next. It's the JR Sportbeat Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we heard from new head coach of the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, responding to the latest NCAA allegations against him in Michigan. Still related to the sign-stealing scandal. Apparently, there is a draft that is being written up right now. It has not formally gone out to anyone. But there are particular violations of people like Jim Harbaugh, Sharon Moore, deleting or not sharing evidence when it comes to the sign-stealing scandal. What does this mean for Sharon Moore? Well, he might miss some games this upcoming season or maybe next. What does this mean for Jim Harbaugh? Nothing, because he's gone. This man is making millions in the NFL after winning a national championship. And dare I say, I don't think the NCAA is going to take anything away. Any of the W's, not the championship, nothing. They're not taking anything away from Michigan. I doubt it. Highly doubt it. So Jim Harbaugh gave us an interesting, a statement. He said he's never lied, hasn't cheated, didn't do anything wrong. And he's just going to continue being one of the most enthusiastic human beings on planet Earth. Okay, fine. Well, I told you there's another human being who is not necessarily enthusiastic. And can you blame him? This man is currently trying to figure out whether Bo Nix, I guess how long Bo Nix is going to take to be his quarterback. He has to look at Jarrett Stidham. He put Zach Wilson in the back of the line. This man's name is Sean Payton. Yeah, Sean Payton is now the new head coach of the Denver Broncos, at least started last year. Got Russell Wilson a hell up on out of there. He's trying to put his own stamp on the team. And forget that. The man actually just sat down and did an interview with the Denver Post. And as a part of that, and we got something new in the NFL last week on Thursday. If you watched, maybe you didn't. We had the Hall of Fame game. It was rainy. It was wet. It was ugly. It was a waste of time. Except for the Hall of Famers, all right? We have the Chicago Bears out there with the Texans. And so for the first time ever, we saw this new NFL kickoff where the kicker is by himself and he kicks off and the kicking teams, the other 10 guys are about 10, 15 yards away from the receiving team. And the NFL is trying to, A, eliminate injuries from humans going a million miles per hour at each other. And the NFL is also trying to get to a space where there are no more touchbacks, where you actually have guys returning the ball instead of just, hey, touchback and let's down the ball and keep it moving. Well, it's Sean Payton. He has to be upset about something, right? I want you to listen to this. These are the new rules. Try to visualize this in your head. The kicker is going to kick off from the 35-yard line. The other guys on the kicking team, they're going to be at about the 40-yard line, right? The return team is going to be at the 35 to 30-yard line. And they're going to have two return guys behind them. It's like a box where you got two guys who can receive the ball. Touchbacks, if the ball should go out of the end zone or get down, is going to end up at the 30-yard line. Sean Payton doesn't like this. Because it's Sean Payton. He can't worry about his own quarterbacks right now. He says, if the analytics tell me that the average drive start or the average return is past the 30, what do you think is going to happen? We're going to end up right back where we were. And that's the last thing we want. We've got to pay attention to that. Instead, he wants touchbacks to go out to the 35-yard line instead of starting at the 30. He says, I'm not going to be comfortable with saying, hey, kick a touchback and give them the ball at the 35. Because 5 yards are absolutely important. Hickey, is he just complaining about nothing? I get it, but I'm surprised he even offered this up.
That, I'm with you. Like, that seems like a strategy that he clearly recognizes that maybe some other coaches wouldn't. I'm surprised he was very out up front about that, where he could have had an advantage, but I also think he's right. Like, if you think about it, like if these returns are supposed to be as exciting as at least the NFL is trying to hype them up to be, why, if you're the kicker, would you ever even want to give the returner an opportunity? Just kick it in the end zone, don't have them return it, and give your defense a chance and force them to go the length of the field instead of basically breaking one tackle and it could be gone or you could be deep in your own end.
If we're doing all of this with this new return, which, by the way, I watched it. I saw it once. The opening sequence of last week. That's it. I didn't see it again. That's it. why don't we just get a punter? If we got a, quote unquote, it's a drop zone, wouldn't you say so? Like, you want the ball to land in that 20-yard space, almost the red zone where the two return guys are going to be, and behind the other guys who are kind of blocked for the returners. Why don't somebody just put a punter out there and say, hey, man, punt the ball and call it a day? Isn't that easier?
Yes. I guess they can't do that. But you're not wrong. I mean, spotting it's more important than bombing it, I guess, in theory, potentially.
Yeah, well, he wants to punish the touchback element of it. He's like, hey, if they're going to get it at 35, then, and I don't think people will be out there looking for, the ball going past or kicking it past the end zone. I don't know. It just, the fact that he's saying the analytics are telling me this. Sean Payton got more information than I do, all right? I'm just, like, worry about your quarterbacks. Like, how about that? Your quarterbacks are going to suck. Like, stop worrying about maybe that's why he's worried about it. He's like, man, my quarterbacks suck. I got to worry about the kick. Marco, what do you think about what Sean Payton says? I'm surprised he's talking about this publicly.
I'm surprised that he's mentioning it. Look, every coach is doing this, though, right now, and every analytic department, they're going to do this through the whole preseason, and I've been saying this through the offseason. They only had, I think it was, 1 year with the UFL or USFL, wherever the hell they got the idea from, and there's not a lot of numbers to back it up. But everybody keeps saying it's basically one cut and you could be gone. This will take 2 weeks, tops, for the NFL to do the numbers fast and realize, is it better to just kick it in the end zone or take it at the 30? Because it's already a punishment from last year. It was at the 25. Now it's the 30. So I think Peyton's trying to say, well, you got to really make it a punishment, 35, maybe even the 40, before anybody actually kicks off. Because if the numbers in the first 2 weeks, if you see two kick returns for a touchdown, or you see two or three big returns, and the average is putting a team at the 42, no one's kicking into that drop zone, right through the end zone.
Let me tell you, man. The NFL will probably adjust these rules quick as hell. I found it hilarious. What was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? The NFL said, hey, kickers, you actually have to place the ball vertically on the tee. You can't place it horizontally on the – did you see that?
I glanced at it because
what are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, again, I think they're trying for all these different ways to try to get you to not kick the ball into the end zone to make it a return. But you can't do anything other than really penalize the receiving team to truly make it to the point where it's like, you know what? I'd rather kick to you, because if you're going to get the ball at the 45, I'm not taking that shot. But if you're a team that's winning, if you're up, let's say, and you're going to know there's going to be strategies. If you all of a sudden got Tyreek Hill back there and you're up by 10 in the middle of the third quarter or the fourth quarter, you kicking him the ball if it's going to be one cut and gone? No. So as much as you want it to be a big, fun play, you either have to make it where there's no touchback, or you got to make it a real deterrent, because teams are just going to be like, you know what? I'm not doing this. Plus, didn't they say that like 40% of the tackles were made by kickers? Nobody wants that either. No team's like, you know what? It's not worth it. I may need you to kick a 50-yarder. The hell with it. Just kick it out of the end zone. It's fine.
Then Justin Tucker said he'd been in the gym, right? He's ready to whoop some ass.
And that's what the Ravens want. They want Justin Tucker in the weight room to try to make a tackle in the second quarter. Like, no, you don't. So I lose my kicker for the year because he's got to stop a guy at the 48-yard line? You know what?
No.
The hell with it.
If we're going to get imagery where Antonio – was it a punter he ran over? It was a punter, right?
Yes. Yes.
Antonio Brown, he put foot, was it into head, chest, or his head? What did he do? He stepped on the guy's chest,
wasn't
right?
It right in his chest? But it was, Hickey, was that a punter? Was that a punt return? I think it was. Antonio Brown back with the Steelers, but
yes,
he did like the leg kick
a punter.
Almost, and into his chest? I just don't remember who it was.
Look,
on the Browns.
Yeah, if we're going to get more of that, sign me up. I'm here for it.
Yeah, you see it once, maybe twice. And that's it.
I need the kickers to be more involved.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you got
the money,
yeah, but JR, if you got the kickers involved, if you've got big returns, if you've got average field position near the midfield, no team is going to do this. All it takes is a couple of weeks. Right now, there's very little data. You know, they love their analytics and their data. Once somebody comes in, hey Sean, the average starting position is going to be the 44-yard line. Then kick it through the end zone. What are we doing?
And we need less nerds in football, man. We need less nerds, and we need more, not Antonio Browns. We do not need more of that guy. We need more kickers getting stepped on. Nah, sign me up. I need kickers to get stepped on. I need to see the returns. I'm confident that the NFL will adjust the rules. That's it. Not that difficult, right? Not that tough.
You're confident in the NFL getting it right. Okay.
Well, no, let them fail first. They'll change it. Come on. It was a couple of seasons ago where they switched up on the pass interference and whether or not that was going to be reviewed because of the NFC Championship game. And then what did they do? That rule lasted for like a season, and they were just like, this is a complete waste of time, and they got rid of it. And so the NFL, all these sports are just going to change and change and change and change over time. They'll be fine. Let's put it this way. It can't be no damn worse than what we got last year, can it? I thought that we were going towards a space where the NFL was going to completely eliminate the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what are we doing? This is exactly where it's – why are they even bothering to kick the ball? They might as well just spot the ball and just play from there without bothering, wasting everybody's time to kick it. Well, the fact that we have something that they're actually going to work with, I consider that to be a positive, even if it has to go through different iterations and adjustments.
I get it, and we'll see if that actually leads to what it's supposed to lead to, which is the returns. Because if it's not, we're going to get closer to what you're talking about, and there's no kickoff. And they just put the ball at the 35-yard line, and that's it.
Rome was not built in a day. Everything will be fine. You going to go kick the ball?
No.
Picky, yeah. You going to go kick the ball?
I'll try to kick. I'm not tackling, that's for sure.
You might see some safeties kicking off if you're going to see a kicker or two Justin go down Reed. In the first few weeks.
Hey, from the Chiefs, right? Sign me up.
If you've got to kick it off and you don't want your kicker to get hurt, at some point, you can't send your punter out there because you need him too. At some point, who was the, as I remember a high school coach that I used to cover, where's the fat guy with the shoe? Get him out there and see if he can kick it off, and then you do it that way and you can actually tackle.
I heard that Warren Sapp at one point in time, he was a backup. And did he ever get a real kickoff any time? Didn't Warren Sapp kick something? I'm making that up.
I don't remember Warren Sapp kicking anything.
Chad Ochocinco kicked an extra point in a preseason game. I remember that.
Doug Flutie with a drop kick. I remember that with the Patriots. Come on, there's got to be somebody that can tackle and kick.
I don't remember any other kicks.
No, sign me up.
Got to be a fat guy with a shoe. Got to be somewhere.
If we can look at like baseball games and watch some middle infielder come through and throw a garbage pitch, you know, just because, like, I can see a safety going out there kicking. Like, he could be the Ohtani of the world. Wouldn't he be the NFL version of Ohtani? How about that?
Sign me up.
No, $700 million, probably not. not happening. Anyway, we'll see what happens with this kick. I'm sure after just week one, we'll know exactly what this new rule is going to look like. Hey, shout-outs to Sean Payton for worrying about something besides his quarterback situation. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We come back. We got a bunch of coaches in college. They've been thinking about the season. Who the hell is going to be the best team in this upcoming college football year? We'll talk to you about the coaches poll. The top 25 teams is the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This is very important for you to know. You're listening? Good. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There have been some interesting polls that have been shared over the past several days, a couple of weeks. The NFL has been counting down its top 100. And then we've also recently got the coaches poll for the top 25 in college football. Who are the best teams according to the coaches? I'm going to share some of these responses with you. We'll do that at the top of the hour. But let's get to the phone lines. I'll say the number again. 855-212-4227. Jeff, he's calling up from Indianapolis. Jeff, you're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I love your show. I'm not the sharpest guy in the world, and I haven't seen this thing in action yet because I didn't watch the Hall of Fame game because, let's face it, it's a Hall of Fame game. So, why couldn't they just line everybody up like they are now, have the kicker kick off in the 25, and he's far enough back that he can't clear the end zone? And wouldn't that kind of solve the problem of not kicking the ball out of the end zone?
Well, it's not just – well, yes, that is part of it, but it's not just the end zone. It's also a matter of safety. The NFL wants to eliminate 10-9 guys just running at each other at 60 miles per hour. They want to get rid of that part too, Jeff.
Well, I mean, they're still lining all these guys up, you know, up close to each other where they are. Lining up the way they already are, but okay. Just moving the kicker back.
Gotcha. I thought you were referring to the old rules. Just
The new rule, but just moving the kicker back to where he can't clear the end zone.
I don't want to say the physical capabilities of somebody kicking a ball, but I would think that they want to punish a team in regards to a ball placement as opposed to, hey, you know, we got some Sebastian Janikowski guy out there who's going to be able to kick the ball 100 yards. I mean, if that gets to the case, then that's a moot point now, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was just trying to think of a way that I thought the idea was they wanted to keep the ball in play and create more returns. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Nope. Thanks a lot.
No doubt about it. Jeff from Indianapolis. Hickey, is that your that's my interpretation. What do you think about what he said? Because, yeah, if you move the kicker back, that's not to say that there's not some iron-footed kicker who's just going to be able to still drive it through. No.
There could be. I mean, definitely, right, we've seen, you know, there's always like an anomaly in terms of physical capabilities of one athlete compared to others. But like, I think the overall idea that Jeff made, I think, is a good one. Like, Jeff, push him back 10.
Just move the kicker back.
15 yards and basically eliminate any chance of kicking out of the end zone. Maybe, again, one guy, okay, fine, bombs it. I guess good for that team or good for that guy. But just try to make it almost impossible for the touchback to be realistic. And then you eliminate one less headache.
Touche. Well, listen, maybe the NFL needs to hire him.
Maybe.
I'm thinking for all the touchbacks that we see, because it's not like we're just seeing the ball getting dropped into the end zone and it's just barely getting there. Like, we got guys kicking a ball through the end zone. And it's like, that's another, and the ball doesn't look like it's stopping, you know, 5 and 10 yards. The ball is, it looks like it's moving. So that's why I don't know if moving the ball, we haven't seen it, but I don't know if moving the ball back to the 25 is going to stop some. Maybe it does, because you have less, I would assume you have less room to get a running start to do anything. So we'll see. You know, Hickey, I'm trying to think.
What about that right there? What you just said lastly.
What?
Running start. What if you take that away?
Oh, come on.
That's like two steps.
Where's the ball going? Is that enough power?
I mean, you can make it, you know, again, the NFL can test this. How, you know, what's the average length of a kicker for? Yeah. It's like a field goal attempt, right? In a way, like.
Well, they get a little bit of a start.
Yeah, so why don't you just mimic that? Like, you know, you get two steps or three steps, that's it. And maybe, you know, you don't have to push it back then. Maybe you just keep it where it is and you get the ball in play and not in the end zone.
Hickey, we got to find a kicker. I feel like I've spoken to a kicker before. Well, I have.
Jeez.
What?
Sounded very anti-kicker.
You wouldn't believe it. I spoke to one of them once, that weird species out there.
I spoke to a kicker. How many people are talking to a kicker on air?
True, not many.
We need to find a kicker. We need to find a kicker that has kicked in the NFL. And we need to talk to said kicker and get his thoughts on it. I haven't heard nothing from a kicker. I haven't.
Good point.
Yeah,
okay,
let's
be on it.
Let's talk to a kicker. Because I ain't kick a ball. You ain't kick a ball. Marco hasn't kicked a ball. Jeff from Indianapolis has never kicked a ball. Like, how far could the average guy, the average kicker, kick a ball? And is Sean Payton, is he right? Should they just, you know, move where they down the ball at? So, you know, we'll find a kicker. They exist. And then we'll get some insight as to what they're going to do. Oh, my goodness. Sitting here in the studio. Man, the White Sox, if they lose tonight, 21 straight games. Now, those are some losers. They need to get kicked in the ass. You know, I want to talk to you about that on the other side. We're going to get into some of these polls, and then we got a guest. Paul Kuharsky is going to come through to talk with us about the Titans. We got a full show, the JR Sportbeat Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.